Hump day feels like it feels like a hump day to me. I'm not a big like groan it's Monday, just got to get over the hump, hump day. It's just another damn day. I don't know.
Have I explained to you my theory of what the worst day of the week actually is?
Oh, no.
I have a theory about this.
All right. What is the worst day of the week?
Thursday.
Thursday? Get out of here.
Let me explain.
No way.
Let me explain. Start with Monday, right? First day of the work week. Everybody knows it's Monday is Monday. You don't expect a whole lot of it, right?
Okay.
Tuesday, now you're settling into your routine. You're getting in your rhythm. All right, let's go. Wednesday, it's hump day. It's all downhill from here. We're heading towards the weekend. Everything's great. Friday's Friday. Who doesn't love Friday? But Thursday, you get to Thursday and you're like, I am over it and I've still got another day to go. That's why Thursday
is Dan right or wrong? 651-461-9226. What is the worst day of the week?
I mean, I'm right about it. It's just a matter of how right I am.
I think you're wrong. How are you grading these days on a curve? You're arguing that Monday, because we know it's going to suck,
yep,
it doesn't
exactly
hit as hard?
Exactly.
I think
Monday's Monday. It's just going to be what it is. I mean,
But that doesn't
make
it
upset about Monday.
So
Thursday, it's like you're anticipating the weekend.
It should be good.
But there's still another full day of work.
One more day to work. I mean, if you worked remotely,
See, now you're just dragging this into areas it doesn't need to be.
You know, those remote workers don't even work on Friday.
Here we go.
You know what I mean?
Now you're going to get attacked by the people again.
That's fine.
So far, people are saying Monday is the worst because I'm so tired coming off the weekend. Yeah, but you know that that's going to be the case. So it just sort of, it's not as bad.
This is very interesting.
Tuesday should be eliminated. What do you got against Tuesday? What has Tuesday ever done to you? Why would Tuesday need to be eliminated? Then you're going to come to work on Monday, but Tuesday somehow goes away? I don't get that.
I think Monday is still the worst for me. Which, now you objectively, as a participant in this show, as the producer of this show.
Yeah.
But if this show is bad, you usually can blame me.
I wouldn't say that necessarily, but okay. I mean, if you want to let me off the hook.
What day is our worst show? Would you say, typically?
Not Monday. I think actually...
No, Monday's usually pretty
Monday's
good.
To me, is the easiest to put together because you're basically got 3 days of stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Instead of just kind of a day-to-day situation.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, just, you know, thinking through how our week goes, Thursday's tough, man.
Texter says, if you think Thursday is going to be bad, using your same logic about Monday when you know it's going to be bad, doesn't that make Thursday just as bad? Or even worse than Monday, using your own logic?
No. But thank you for that suggestion. No.
Jason, Dan is wrong. He is so wrong. Monday is the worst because you know you have the whole week to go before the weekend comes.
But again, I feel like you can brace yourself for that. Right? Like, you know, if you know that somebody's going to, you know, pop you in the arm or something, but you can brace for it, it doesn't hurt quite as much, right? Whereas Thursday, there's like a momentum to the week, right? And you're headed towards the weekend and you're in that flow and you're ready for the weekend to be there. And then you stop and look at the calendar and say, I still got to do Friday.
A lot of times Thursday, I think, is Friday. And then you do have that disappointment. You're like, oh,
yeah,
crap.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you for proving my point.
Was it last week that we had Thursday where we didn't have a show?
We didn't have a show because they had the day game in Oakland.
Boy,
in Sacramento.
What a disappointment that was to the audience that they didn't get this sort of quality entertainment that they've come to rely on. But to us, for what felt like a Friday, because I didn't have a show. Now, you had to come to work.
I had to physically be in the building. Wasn't a whole lot of work getting done necessarily, but don't tell the boss that. Although he is listening because he just texted me and has completely destroyed whatever good feeling I had for the man. Tuesdays are definitely the worst. There's just no logic to that at all. I don't understand.
Monday is the worst, bar none, says a 612-er. Everything that can go wrong happens on Monday. And by Monday, there are things not yet done for the weekend.
Not everything that usually goes wrong happens on a Monday. Quite often, there are a certain color of slips that are handed out on Fridays.
I actually think Monday is the best day to fire someone. They don't see it coming. you know?
They don't see it coming. Stealth. And then they're like, stealth cool, attack. I don't have to work this week, you know?
Yeah. What I don't like is this. Is this a millennial thing or a Gen Z thing? The Sunday scaries, like the obsession.
Oh, I mean, maybe it's like, more acute in those generations, but I've had that before.
Sure, we've all had it, but they like celebrate it with weird memes and photos all
well,
over the internet.
That's just, I mean, if we had access to that kind of technology and social media when we were of a certain age, would
but did
we
talk about this? I don't remember when I was.
No,
like,
we're Gen X. We don't talk to anybody. We just shove our feelings down inside.
That's right. That's what I did. I went to work. Well, at that age, I was working on weekends, so I probably. Now, does that change the factor? So I used to work Sunday through Wednesday.
Sure. Yeah, I think when I first started here, my schedule was Saturday through Wednesday.
Where right? do you come down on the it's my Friday crowd?
When it's Wednesday. So for instance, last week,
yeah,
when I had Friday off,
right?
Thursday became my Friday.
Yes.
And I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Can I just point out that Thursday remained Thursday? It did not become your Friday.
Sure.
You individually do not have control of the days of the week.
Yeah, but there's a pattern that you're used to working.
This is one
so
of
that,
the...
That's,
but
no,
it's a
that's,
phrase that...
You're,
like,
you're going way,
no,
way into minutiae.
It's a phrase that for me, it just kind of... It's like fingernails on a cross, on a chalkboard.
Chalkboard, thank you.
I do not like that. When you say, this is my Friday... This was very big.
You're pulling the rare double old man move here, right? Because you're stay off my lawn by complaining about a phrasing that
yeah.
people just use and
yeah,
nobody thinks.
I know,
anything
I don't like it.
And
like it.
You're using fingernails on a chalkboard, which don't exist in classrooms
That's
anymore.
True.
They're all whiteboards. Yeah. So now you're double olding yourself.
It's very true. Heather in Hutchinson says Tuesday is the worst day of the week. Because after Monday, on Tuesday, reality sets in and you're like, oof, you know what I have to do? Work. Now, this texter should be put on a freighter and sent out to the ocean, left.
Wow.
If you love your job, every day is a good day. Just like take that guy out back. And Old Yeller on the bed.
Wow.
I think it's just that's awful. It's that awful.
We went from deportation to unaliving people. What's going on?
I don't know what this text means. Jason, you must not have worked in the restaurant industry and had to work all weekend.
Yeah, you have no connection to the restaurant industry at all.
I don't know
what that's like.
Also, I just said
yes.
that...
Listening's hard.
I've worked every possible shift. I've worked a Saturday. That was the worst one. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Well, no, I did work Wednesday through Sunday once. That was worse.
Oh, yeah. Monday, Tuesday is your weekend?
Monday, Tuesday often. You're the only one.
Yeah, that's not good. Now, here's a texture that's put a lot of thought into it, and I appreciate it, even though I think they're wrong.
Okay.
Monday is fine. I still have a little weekend shine.
Yep.
Tuesday is tired. We are really here for the whole week. Wednesday, it's a wellness day. Halfway through. Thursday is thoughtful, thinking about the weekend. Friday is fun. The weekend is almost here. Saturday and Sunday
For
are obviously
sure.
the
yeah.
best. If you're a Monday through Friday, 9 to 5
yes.
type worker. Yeah, I mean, that caveat applies.
I just don't
I like the thought process.
I
just
like
disagree.
Thought process. Yeah. For me, the worst day of the week is Wednesday. Yeah.
So today.
Today is it.
What did today do to you?
I think it's...
How did it hurt you, Jason?
You know what my day was? Why don't I tell you when we come back? This isn't exactly what I meant to... Well, you know, who cares? What I love is the texters are going down the same tangent road that this whole segment has been. So I will share your greatest tangents...
So good.
The text line is absolutely bonkers. If you'd like to get in on the action, 651-461-9226. What is the worst day of the week? And why is Dan wrong?
What?
When he says it's Thursday when we come back. Lots of reaction to this. Our friend UGel, who is watching on YouTube, which we always appreciate that. If you watch our show on YouTube, there's a nice little community of people who hang out in the comments and chat during the show. So that's pretty fun. UGL says Thursday is bad if you have to complete something before the end of the week, but the person you need to work with took Friday off for a long weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. So this is part of, I was explaining to Dan.
And you know what they'd be saying before then? Hey, it's my Friday.
God, jeez. So most of this is just PTSD from my morning news anchor.
I kind of feeling that vibe, yes.
So, you know, when you anchor the morning news, you work with people who like to ad lib, who think that their superpower is witty repartee. It's part of the morning news genre. If you want, now for me as a consumer, watching local news people try to be funny, oof. Rough. Rough.
As someone who used to work on a morning show, wait, however.
Oh, I was hilarious.
Right, right.
I was hilarious. So people would say on a Wednesday, it's my Friday. And I would just think, no one cares. Because what it is Wednesday. Yeah. It's nobody's Friday.
Except that person.
Except that person.
Right.
And no one cares that you have 2 days off. Friday Eve was particularly annoying. And this was Kim Johnson. If you're listening, Kim Johnson, she knew it every time she said, it's Friday Eve, which for sure, like at a certain point, was done just because she knew it annoyed.
Yeah.
Which is fair. I don't blame her for that. But also, here I am.
I've been compiling a list, so that's going to go on it now.
In 2025. I don't know, 10 years after I worked with the woman, complaining about it. Today has been one of those days where I've been running since 8:40 this morning. And so that's why today I say Wednesday is my worst day, because I feel
right, but
I like a little more control in my day.
Sure, that makes nothing but sense. But it's not necessarily something that's unique to a Wednesday.
That's fair.
It's just the way that
if I have a day that goes nuts,
right.
You know I'm always a little...
Yep. And I could tell the minute you walked in today that you were feeling a little frazzled. I'm like, okay, I got to pick it up. So at 4 o'clock, I'm going to come up with a talker.
So our texter who... our texter who originally said, if you love your job, every day is a good day, did respond by saying, I can't believe you just threw me on a boat.
I got bad news for what he wants to do that texter next.
Yeah. Is it acceptable to say that you hope someone that you go old yeller?
No, I don't.
That's
I think
not
that's
okay.
Probably frowned upon. Yeah.
In my 20s and early 30s, Thursday was the best. Because it was the beginning of the weekend, drink specials galore. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll give you that.
Because in my younger years, like Thursday was the TV happy hour night. So we would all go out on, when I was a daytime reporter, we would go to the newsroom on Nicollet Mall.
Right.
Or there used to be, there was a place that was like a jazz club on Nicollet Mall. And now it's Hell's Kitchen. The restaurant.
Mm.
But it used to be like, let's call it, it was one word and had some Z's in it. It's not Jazzy's or I don't know. Someone will
text it in.
But they had the best drink specials. They had the best drinks.
I want to highlight the texture that says, I agree with Dan. Thursday is the worst. And to top it off, it's statistically the worst day for traffic in the Twin Cities.
Ooh.
Thank you, Doug, in Minneapolis.
I didn't know that. I would think my friend Danny, who is listening, he will know the name of Rossi's. Woo! I got it. It was called Rossi's. No Z's.
Where's the Z in Rossi's?
No Z's. Once you retire, every day is Saturday. You know, you retired people can cram it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear this crap from you. The rest of us are busting our ass at work, and you know, when you retire, every day's a vacation.
Oh, that's good for you.
Jamie Yukis used to always say, when you love what you do, you never work a day.
That sounds like a Jamie Yukis-ism,
and she would say that, and then she would call me up an hour later just bitching up a storm about how terrible her job is. Just one of the great frauds in the history of the world. Why aren't there blackboards in the classrooms anymore? Who gets to clean the erasers? Oh, man.
That was a thing, right?
So I was such a butt kisser as a student that I loved cleaning the erasers. Loved it.
What was it? Was it just for the opportunity to kiss up to somebody? Or because I think there's a thing. Like, is it just making them, like, you feel like you're making a mess, but you're doing it
maybe,
like, at the instruction of an adult authority figure, so it's okay?
I think what I liked is usually, like, you wouldn't have to go out to recess. Like, any sort of physical activity, I was trying to get out of at that time. Who would have thought we would have spent a half hour on what the worst day of the week is? I don't know.
I'm going to plant my flag on Thursday and be very comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, you made a compelling case.
Thank you.
It was wrong, but you made a compelling
case. But compelling.
Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys died today, and that news came out today. 82 years old. I have been fascinated by how the Beach Boys have sort of had this critical resurgence, that the respect that they have received throughout music, throughout the world, has really escalated over, gosh, it feels like over the last 5 years or so. So one of the smartest guys when it comes to music in town, John Bream, will join us. We'll ask John what the worst day of the week is. And he'll join us with little insight on Brian Wilson, his life. When we come back, Drive Time with Tarusha on one of the best days of the week, only because, as a texter points out, Friday is the worst day of the week because our show is not on Saturday or Sunday. Aww. We're going to choose to read that in a positive way, that because you're... You realize that there's no show the next 2 days. That's what makes it awful. It's possible what that texter is saying is that Saturday and Sunday are much better because our show is not. You can read it however you want. Drive Time back in a bit.